This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Morning. Hello. Good day. This is the good day hour of understanding, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling in Washington. I'm in Los Angeles, the wettest place in the country for the last few days. More rain coming in today. Mudslides, trees down. Never rain. People in their houses with leaky roofs that they haven't. Man. Oof. Okay, but it's good because there will be the good side of it is that there will be a lot greener spring than has been the case for many a year here. So look at it that way. Now, speaking of good news, there are a strong majority of us who say the economy is running very well and believe the upward trend will continue with the current presidency. This is a Harvard poll conducted by the Harris Group. The survey found 61% view the economy as very strong, against 39% who say that it's weak. That's 42% in another category saying they believe the economy is on the right track versus 39% who say it's on the wrong track. The new administration, the Republicans claiming credit for the turnaround, noting the number of polls last year that showed that a lot of folks wanted change because of the economy or concerns about the economy. The Democrats say that they handed a healthy economy to Trump, point out the unemployment rate has dropped under 5%. I find it sort of disingenuous because I don't think that in terms of the stock market, yes, I believe and I think that it's shown in many circumstances here that we can look at that because there is optimism at the moment among those who run businesses that Trump will be good for business, that you can perhaps attribute that. And the other thing, turn it around, and it was thought by many business people that Obama wasn't very good for business. So under that circumstance, you sort of buy into all of this. And no matter what, it's good. I think that it's good anyway. I think that if we have a strong economy or people are optimistic about the economy, that can be nothing but good. And so a lot of the other things that are ancillary to that, the negative jabs, the people who just want to see or think ill. I was talking to somebody over the weekend about their mortgage and the taxes, getting taxes done because they think that there's a possibility under this administration that how we deduct our mortgages and what's going to happen when it comes to tax cuts will benefit only the 1%, not benefit the average person. In fact, it may hurt the average person. I don't know that that's based in fact. I know there are a lot of rumors floating around, so I'll have to dig around. By the way, speaking of digging around, John Harper, who runs WMEL, where the raid was, that may be a Freudian slip, where the event was, yes, the rally took place yesterday, is going to be with us in the next half hour to talk about that. Meanwhile, some other things going on that seem to be of concern, long as it's all Trump all the time. I got an email from somebody over the weekend who was upset because I made reference on the Talk Radio Countdown show to the fact that it's now all Trump all the time, and it does a disservice to other things that are going on that ought to be discussed. And for that, I was taken to the woodshed by this fellow. But I think there are a lot of things that we aren't talking about that ought to be focused on. Trump takes up all the air in the room, to wit, leaked memos from Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly revealing the department's new efforts to implement President Trump's immigration policies. The federal government has broad authority, or wants it, to detain undocumented immigrants as well as deport individuals more quickly with limited court proceedings. There haven't been any comments about that. There have been comments about other things, including who's been picked to head what department. The president announced that Alexander Acosta was his pick to head the Department of Labor. That was during that free-for-all press conference that took place. All right, here's a little of the backgrounder on that.
Alexander Acosta is President Donald Trump's new nominee to lead the Department of Labor. Acosta is the dean of the law school at Florida International University, but he's no stranger to presidential appointments. He's been a member of the National Labor Relations Board, an assistant attorney general for civil rights, and the U.S. Attorney General for the Southern District of Florida. Former President George W. Bush appointed him for all three positions. If the Senate confirms him, Acosta's Hispanic heritage would add a bit of diversity to Trump's cabinet.
Diversity. Diversity is not a bad thing. A lot of people think that the president, maybe he did it. It's like the news media wants to, there is anything that can be wrong or taken, rather than face value, it can be disjointed, it seems to me is being done. I have not ever seen anything like this, and I've been on the radio for a long time. There's a report from the Wall Street Journal floating around that certain officials are withholding certain intelligence information over the concern that it could be leaked or compromised. There's a lot of leaking. There's more leaking here than, you know, talking about draining the swamp. Good God. There's a lot of leaks in the swamp for sure. The sources told Wall Street Journal that as far as they know, the president has been fully informed. As far as they know, but they don't know for sure. As far as they know. I love that. I don't really love it. I dislike it. Because that's kind of fake, trumped up reporting, if you'll pardon the pun. As far as they know. That's not fact. That's not admissible evidence in court. As far as they know, that's not factual. It's as far as they know. Officials reported withholding some details about how the intelligence information was gathered. As far as they know. Is that fake news? What is the story here? As far as they know.
I mean, is that the Wall Street Journal saying as far as they know, or is that
the outlet, the sources,
the people from the White House saying
told the outlet that as far as they know. So that would be, if we take that wording to be accurate, Kara, the sources told the outlet as far as they know. So it's sources that are feeding information to the Wall Street Journal. And the Wall Street Journal is publishing it. So fake on both sides, sounds like to me, doesn't it? Sounds like you would take something that somebody says as far as they know, and then you print it.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought it's funny that, you know, we report things when we don't have definitive answers.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm just so tired of this term fake news. I mean, it's not new. If we're calling this fake news, then this has literally been around forever.
Fake news?
Yeah, I mean, if this is what we're going to call fake news, it's a phrase of the time.
Yeah,
it's not a new thing, but everyone's acting like it's this huge new thing that's going on in 2017. I mean, people have always reported things that have not been 100% proven yet.
No, that's not true. Not always. Maybe in your lifetime, but not in mine. No, that isn't true. But there is a lot of stuff that has, as we've gone into a 24-hour news cycle with all these damn cable news channels and the way that people use their devices to supposedly get information from God knows who and under what circumstances, there is lots of it now. But I would say that it was a result of the, in my experience, the 24-hour news cycle. When I was running a newsroom in Boston in the 80s, this was not, you know, the fact that you go out on the street and ask every man for his opinion about something, it's like being at a crash and asking one guy in one corner. There's four corners, and you ask one guy in one corner, here's his story. Another guy in another corner has got a different story. Another guy in the third corner has a different story. That's not news. That is, the fact is there was a car crash and four or five people got hurt. Okay. So then you go around and go, what happened? Well, I saw the car coming down the street and it was going 85 miles an hour. And the other guy says, you know what? I saw this orange car that came across and went through a red light and hit the other car. And then the other one says, I saw the door open and a baby fall out of the back seat of the car. I mean, that's not fact. Especially if there's no baby in the car.
It's true. I think that things are a bit more sensationalized now. But I guess I just get frustrated with the term fake news because I think it's an easy way for us to lose our own accountability for things, you know?
Yeah,
you,
it's an easy out.
Instead of being able to look at the news and think for yourself and think, okay, well, is this true? Or, you know, is this sensationalized a little bit? I think instead we can just call it fake news and completely dismiss it. I feel like you can still look at news and decipher for yourself if it's a true story or not, or how much truth there is to it. I don't know. I think it's an easy way to say, I don't like what this says, or I don't think it's true. So let me, I don't know. I think that it's a buzzword.
All right. You made your point. Got it. 18 to 17 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Are there things that are controversial? The House voting to overturn the rule banning states from denying federal funds to Planned Parenthood and other health care providers. I'm with that. I don't think the government should be putting any money into anything, not just Planned Parenthood, anything that is a 501c3. So it's not. I'm not aiming mine. As a matter of fact, I support most of what Planned Parenthood does. In fact, 21 after the hour. This is the Good Day overview of what's happening on Monday.
Mm-hmm. self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Got my chips cashed in, keep trucking like the dude of man.
There's something about the Grateful Dead. We don't even, those of us who like the Grateful Dead, we don't call them the Grateful Dead, we call them the Dead. And we're Deadheads. So, their performance at Cornell University on May 8th, 1977 is so legendary that a copy of the recording was placed in the Library of Congress a couple of years ago. And now they're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the show. There's a new 11-disc box set called May 1977, Get Shown the Light, which is the commercial debut of the Cornell University performance. It's going to be released by Dead.net. Don't call them the Grateful Dead, just Dead. Dead.net. The box set will also include some previously unreleased recordings from the New Haven Veterans Memorial Coliseum performance in May of 77, Boston Garden in May of 77, Buffalo Auditorium in May of 77. These concerts have been, for a lot of Deadheaders, the holy grail of wish list releases. And so this is big stuff. May 1977, Get Shown the Light, available for pre-order, set to be shipped in May, marking the anniversary of all of these shows. So they've got a, wow, how come they're only going to sell 15,000 of these things for $139? Why only 15,000? Imagine what they're going to be worth
edition,
in
yeah.
10 years? Wowie zowie. Yeah. Right, that's a heck of a deal. So that's the story on the Dead, 25 past the hour. Now let's move into today and Nickelback. This is an interesting sort of versus the Nickelback folks versus Schwarzenegger.
Wow, what a movie.
Yeah, right. Arnold tweeted a video he made about gerrymandering, saying when Congress is less popular than herpes and Nickelback, how do 97% of them get reelected? So his suggestion is Nickelback's not that popular. I guess I would wonder. Let's see here. At Schwarzenegger, big fan's approval rate. This Batman and Robin, please leave us out of your future wisdom drops. Dankeschön, Herr Governor. He got it
Well, they're referencing his character. Yeah, the behind the scenes that they're they're referencing
Terminator.
His character. No, they're referencing his character, Mr. Freeze, from the 1997 Batman and Robin movie, which was terrible.
Yeah.
And he was that was the worst character he's ever played. So.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Most people did.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mr. Freeze. I got it.
Horrible.
Yeah. Not his best. Not at his best. All right, let's see here. Musically,
but he had a good sense of humor about it, so.
Well, he does have a good sense. I think he's got
a great sense of humor,
I think he's showing that on The Apprentice, frankly.
Yeah.
You see that? I never watched The Apprentice when Trump was hosting it. I just wanted to hear You're Fired, and that was the kind of stuff we put on the air the next day, the audio, You're Fired. But Trump, I mean, Schwarzenegger's brought some...
More energy. There's a lot more energy,
And fun to it. He's got a great sense of humor. All right, let's see. Do we have time for Sarah Bareilles?
Yeah.
Remember this song? How many people like this? Yeah, she's going to star in the Broadway musical Waitress, for which she first made her Broadway debut as a composer and lyricist. Now she's going to star in it. Wow. What about that? This is a good opportunity for her. They're going to... let's see, when is this going to air? When is this going to start?
The girl who's in the current lead, her final bow is March 26th, so Sarah will take over March 31st to June 11th, 10-week run.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so that's neat. Good opportunity for her. Sarah Bareilles in the musical Focus at 28 past the hour.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
Half the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day overview of in-depth things that are happening. Or in, I don't know if that's the correct modifier. I maybe misplaced the modifier. This is our overview of what's going on so that we can dig around in depth. And I can tell you what I think about some things, including what happened on Saturday in Melbourne. And my pal John Harper, who runs WMEL in Melbourne, up and down the Space Coast, and soon to be about 15 other radio stations, it sounds like. Taking over the world, John. That's good. One station at a time.
I'm trying. I'll tell you.
I'll help you as much as I can. So, okay. You were there at the airport in the hangar. What was it, 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon? President rolls in. Did they actually use Air Force One? I didn't think Air Force One could fit on that runway there. Did they take it?
Oh, yeah. Really? That runway years ago was expanded. In fact, a little known fact about that runway at what everybody knows as Melbourne International. All of a sudden, they're calling it Orlando Melbourne International, which is kind of crazy. Nobody here refers to it as that. It's Melbourne International.
It's like Sanford on the other side. Everybody refers to Sanford as Orlando Sanford, too, so they're trying to do the same thing.
That runway was expanded years ago, believe it or not, as a backup shuttle landing facility if it were needed.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Yeah, well, so he was in Palm Beach and he just got on the plane to fly up to Melbourne? Was that how that worked, or did he come down from Washington?
No, he had been in Palm Beach at the new, I guess they're calling it the Winter White House, or soon to become, it seems like, the year-round White House, right?
The Winter White House, anyway. Yeah.
I'm looking for Bebe Rebozo, and...
That's back to the Nixon era. There's some history there. Mm.
That's right. Some of those characters from Key Biscayne.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he flew up here from the Winter White House just for this campaign stop at Melbourne International Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. There were about 8,000 people there in the hangar. It was pretty much maxed out as far as the number of people that they could fit in there. Very warm, very receptive, very responsive type of crowd, hanging on to every word he had to say. It was kind of like a football rally, so to speak, or reminiscent of when he was on the campaign trail back last year, and he would make campaign stops and get people all charged up. That basically is what this was. Just kind of a good feeling, rah-rah type of rally, buy American, hire American, that type of thing. And that really is predominantly what it was all about.
Who's in the crowd? How did people get in? Can you just show up at the door? And if you can get in, if they can fit you in the crowd, I mean, into the hangar, were you allowed in? Or was this an engineered sort of invited crowd?
No, not really. Obviously, there was a VIP section, but for the most part, they had tickets that were available free, and they went on giveaway on Friday afternoon once this was announced that he was coming here on Saturday. So it was made up of just people who wanted to go and see and hear what the 45th president had to say. And again, he talked about how good things are in the White House, how smoothly things are running. There's no turmoil. Of course, he didn't miss any opportunities to fire some shots at the press and talk about the press and how bad the media is toward him, toward the White House, and the lies that the press is telling. But then at the same time, you've got his story on what happened in Sweden over the weekend as well. So you got to kind of scratch your head over that one.
All right, what do you make of that? Well, just as an observer, what happened last, was it Saturday night in Sweden? From your perspective, and this was after whatever he tweeted was after he'd been in Melbourne, right?
Yeah. He tweeted and actually he backstepped what had gone on in Sweden. He had first said at the rally, you know what happened last night in Sweden and the terrorist attacks and things like that. And then the tweet came out and he kind of backed off on some of the words he used and said, well, I really didn't mean to say that. Instead, it was what could happen in this country and things like that. So once again, kind of two steps forward, one step back in this dance that he's been playing on his Twitter account every morning with his take on world affairs and activities.
So I'm reading a couple of tweets. Here's a guy who says, last night in Sweden means last night on Fox News about Sweden?
Yeah.
Mr. President, you find new and innovative ways to embarrass us. These tweets that seem to get repeated are ones from various celebrities, yada, yada, yada. I don't know what to make of this. I guess that I'm a little vulnerable. You and I are about the same age. So we've been through, Kara, who's the board operator as we're on the air here, John, and I were just talking about how difficult it is to wrap yourself around fake news, and the term seems to be overused. And then we were talking about what actually is factually reported, and, you know, there's always been a time, and I don't want to put words in Kara's mouth, but essentially, and Kara, you can supplant what I'm saying here with your own words if you want. The problem she has is that there's always been fake news or news that isn't accurate. And I said I disagreed with that. When you and I were kids, what was on the radio was, this is the story, that's it, this is what happened. It wasn't going around to the street corner and saying, okay, what'd you see? Asking somebody who saw a car crash, well, what happened to the car crash? And the guy in one corner will give you one story, and another corner will give you another story. And those aren't facts. Those are what they think happened, when in fact the fact is there was a car crash. That was it. And so that's am I on solid ground there from what you remember of the quote-unquote good old day, the Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite?
Absolutely. With Walter Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley, John Chancellor, you name it. Yeah, that basically was it, and that's how we disseminated our news. We didn't play into an equation of, well, how much of this is fact, how much of this is fiction, how much did they exaggerate. That was never an issue, never at all. And it was facts and factual, and it was right on target. But these days, with this fake news salvo going back and forth across the aisles, so to speak, of conservative and liberal, it really has you wondering what the heck is going on here with people reporting the news and how it's being interpreted.
So there's one other step that goes with that, and that's from those who either are genuinely worried or who are trying to start something, referencing when Hitler and other dictators and Stalin, you can go back over the course of the last 100, 200, 300, 400 years, but maybe the last 100 is better because there has been a sort of open press in the world in the last 100 years. And so those who don't like the fact that Trump, in their mind, is bullying the press for not covering things accurately from his point of view, that is an adventure in danger, because it uproots the freedom of the press, and sooner or later people will not trust the press. I don't think that people trust the press now, and I don't think for the most part they deserve to be trusted. But I'm concerned about whether this leads to something that's far more dangerous, if that in fact is what we're saying or suggesting.
Absolutely, Doug. I totally agree. There was a lot of discussion about that this weekend in anticipation of Trump arriving here in Melbourne, and a lot of people talking about how he wants to control the press, almost have a state-run government news agency, which sounds familiar to the former Soviet Union or Cuba or something like that. And there's a lot of concern about that, yes.
But the other side of it is there concern about the accuracy? Because you all know, you people listening, everybody knows that there, especially with most of the, I mean, I'm trying to think of, MSNBC is biased, Fox is biased, CNN is biased. What is that? Where does that leave us? NBC, CBS, and ABC have biases. The people now are taking liberties with how they report on things or discuss things. So isn't that kind of the way it is? Not that we have to accept it, but isn't there a bias that is, we've all talked about it, and we wonder whether it's as obvious to everybody else as it is to us?
Well, Doug, I try to be very, very unbiased. And, for example, I will listen to our hourly newscast here on WMAL Radio, and I'll try to pick up where are people hearing this bias, this left-wing bias coming out of the hourly newscast, and I don't hear it. I watch the CBS Nightly News at night, and I don't really see a bias coming out of it.
Are you using CBS on the hour?
No, Westwood One.
All right. Well, there isn't. I don't think there is. Well, Westwood One and CBS are more or less, I think, now working together. We only have a few seconds.
Yeah.
I think if you listen to the Fox newscast on the top of the hour, you do get a bias out of it. But I don't think you do. And maybe Salem, some of the others that are obviously twisted or turned for whatever the reason, because the people that own them want them. That's especially true with Salem, I think. But anyway, okay, so we've covered some good ground here, John. You should visit with me more often. We'll stimulate everybody. I'm glad you're there.
I'm happy to do so.
All right, well, maybe I'll take...
We've got about the 10 seconds left. Let's not forget about the SpaceX launch yesterday.
Oh, right.
Tremendous success. Landing back here at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station as well. The first stage, very successful.
Yep, that's good news. All right, John, thank you. Talk to you soon. John Harper from WMEL here. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant, and now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Focus on banking and your business. There are a lot of people who listen to this program who run small businesses. I'm running a small business. This program is produced by a company that I own that produces three or four other radio programs, but I certainly am in the small business circle. So it's interesting, as we invite Todd Hollander to join us. He's the managing director and head of business banking for Union Bank, with a focus on small business. You and the folks at the bank decided you were going to do a survey of small businesses around the country. What was the object, Todd? When we get to the, we'll get to the findings, but I'm interested in why it was that you and the folks at the bank thought you needed to do this survey in the first place.
Okay, well, this is actually our 18th annual survey, and the reason why we do it is because we want to stay close to our one of our most important constituencies. We understand how our business owners are feeling about their immediate and long-term futures. We're better able to serve them and get in front of their needs.
All right. So what did you find out? Let's talk about what the needs are and how much. You said you've done this a number of times before. So this is an 11, I think there are 11 or 12 different questions in here. How were the results different from this one to years past? Or do you find a continuing that the issues that people who are running small businesses have are basically the same as they always have been?
Well, no, actually, this year was a significant jump up in optimism. So it was kind of staggering how good our business owners are feeling about the future. There's only a couple areas that are a little bit of cause for pause that we can get into, but 53% of the respondents consider the national economy to be headed in the right direction. It's nearly 60% believe the economic outlook in the state and local levels have improved. So it's encouraging because those business owners are holding a more positive view of the economy compared to last year, when more than half believed the economy was going in the wrong direction.
Well, there's optimism certainly in the business community because Donald Trump is a businessman, and hopefully he's going to deregulate or re-regulate some of the areas of the government that have most been in the face and a problem for small business people. I can tell you, I've got a couple of small businesses, and there was nothing about the last 8 years, maybe in the last 16 years, that I found really excitingly conducive to me running my business. So the tone that's been set, I'll tell you, here's Todd, the way I would look at it as a small business person. I wonder how you would reflect on this. I look at Warren Buffett as the bellwether of where we are going with the economy. And I would be, as I am, very optimistic, as the people who were involved, the majority of the people in your survey are optimistic. Look at Warren Buffett just spent $50 billion buying into four industries in America, all of which you would stay away from if you were worried about the economy. So this, maybe that translates into it being a good time to buy a business, to start a business, or to expand a business. Is that part of where we go here with the small business survey?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we look at this 11-point increase in business owners believing the national economy is headed in the right direction. I'd say, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. So if you're going to think about starting a business, I can sure think of worse times to do it. Access to credit is at a good point, and optimism in the economy seems to be expanding. So I'd agree with you.
All right. Are there any hiccups here? Anything that affects? Oftentimes, we talk about small business and minority business as the same thing, and I'm not sure that they always are. Minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, are they going to have the same success as businesses that are controlled by white men?
I think so. I think, you know, owning your own small business is kind of an equalizer, and that's one of the great things about the company. But 57% of our minority business owners surveyed feel that the economy is headed in the wrong direction, significantly higher from the West Coast average of 47%. So in the non-minority owners of 43%. So they're still optimistic, even although a little less optimistic than the general population. However, they are way more likely to increase staffing than the rest of the population. So it's a little bit of an antithesis, but I think that by and large, the minority business owners and the general population are all optimistic about the future.
Very interesting. We're pretty much out of time, but the thrill of finding people who are feeling good, even though the news media isn't real great at telling that story, you are. So if you're interested in finding out more about how your small business reflects on the survey that was done for small business by Union Bank, go to unionbank.com. That's unionbank.com. Thank you, Todd Hollander, for being here from Union Bank.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.